Started by Teton County resident Frank Teasley, this stage stop sled dog race attracts experienced mushers or sled dog professionals from across the U.S. and Canada. Bruce Magnuson of Michigan says when he entered this Wyoming race for the first time in 2006, he really didn't think he was ready. But his mentors disagreed.
I told them I wasn't ready, and they said, "You'll never be ready." And that pushed my buttons and said, "Okay, I'm coming."
That was 9 years ago, and Magnuson hasn't missed a single race since. That first year, he says his goal was simply to finish. Now he's racing to win.
She'll be joined in the shoot by bib number 4, Bruce Magnuson from Manchester, Michigan.
But even if he doesn't place, he says this race gives him a chance to test his dog teams against the best in the country.
When we stay at home, we win most races we stay at home. When we come out here and we race against the best in the world, and the best we've done is fourth here.
Magnuson is a competitive athlete. He grew up playing baseball, racing motocross, and golfing. He says for him, no other sport compares to the thrill of sled dog racing.
It's so surreal out there when it's quiet and you watch these amazing animals do what they can do. And what they'll do for you and what they'll let you do with them, it just sucks you in. It's like, and then they're all done and says, "That's all you wanted from me?" And it's like a little pet, and they're like wagging their tails, and they're just awesome, ready to do it again tomorrow.
This year's route is taking Magnuson and other teams through Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Utah, making it the first sled dog race to span 4 states. Last year, teams faced a ground blizzard on the Kemmerer stage with 60-mile-per-hour winds and waist-deep snowdrifts.
We couldn't even see teams in front of us, and the snow at places and sections was 3 and 4 feet deep. Instead of racing, we all like, let's just get to the finish. But that's part of Wyoming racing. I mean, we don't come here for sunny days every day.
But what Magnuson does come for is the warm reception he gets in communities along the way. Similar to the Tour de France, racers stop in different towns each night. The format gives the dogs a rest, and mushers like Magnuson a chance to share their passion for the sport with local communities. For Magnuson, the family obsession with sled dogs started with his dad. He says his dad had been training black labs for competitive field trials around the country. But then his dad met a retired professional sled dog racer, and things quickly began to change.
He was 300 miles north of us, and we hear one day, "I brought home 2 dogs. Now I got 5 dogs. Now I got 10. And we said, "We got to go help this crazy old man."
Eventually, Magnuson and his wife Monica, who also races sled dogs, took over the kennel. And they've grown the operation to include 65 dogs. So what does his dad think about his legacy?
He thinks we're nuts.
Magnuson says his dad might be right, but that's not slowing him down. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Huntington in Jackson.